Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you remember a few weeks back, AB had shared this really, I thought it was just amazing gift that she had gotten for a friend who lost her mother. And what was the gift again, AB, so everyone could remember?
I took some flowers from her mom's celebration of life and I had them put into coasters.
So many people had called in, loved the idea, mm-hmm. and had done similar things when people were on their grief journey. And when we had done that, though, we had talked about it on the show, her friend doesn't live in St. Louis here. But then, so AB had like blocked it on social media. They were talking about it because she hadn't given the gift yet. You finally went to go give her the gift. Mm-hmm. Did she love it?
Oh, she loved it. Aww. Yeah.
But you got like an interesting update because during her grief journey, she's kind of in a different place of her in her life ever since she lost her mom.
Yeah. So I went and visited her a couple weeks ago. And I will say she's never been super close with her family. They have very different interests, nothing against them. But she lives in a different state from her family as well. But she did get close to one of her professors over the last couple months, and they started going on hikes together. And then it turned into she would have dinner with her family, and then she got really close with that family. And now she kind of considers them her family enough that her professor, like, she calls her mom. And she calls her husband.
A female professor.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And she calls like the professor's husband dad. And wow. She has like their daughter is her sister.
Is that weird?
I met her sister too. And it was funny because they like act like siblings. Like it really felt like she was a part of this family. So much so the family had like professional pictures taken last week and she was in them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't think I've ever. So I'm curious if anyone else has gone through something similar where like you've gone through like major tragedy and loss and then found like a new beginning with a new family.
Yeah.
Because that's interesting. But to also do it with your professor feels, I don't really know, but it feels slightly inappropriate, feels weird. I wonder how her dad feels like because.
Yeah. That's kind of what I think about too, because she has like a real brother, but he lives in a completely different country. So it really is just her dad at home now. Like he's completely alone. And I can't imagine how he feels seeing that she like basically has this new family. With
wow.
Him.
Yeah. I mean, I almost think that would make it cut a little deeper that like he is alone and she is doing these things. But also like when you love and care for someone, you want them to be happy. So if this is what she is doing to make herself feel happy and feel loved, then you can't really blame her for it.
It's almost, it feels very movie-like.
I know. I just cannot believe this is real.
It does feel like a little bit like red flags do go off for me. I'm like, oh my God, the professor, someone who was like in charge of her. Yeah. And then they like kind of like, coddle her in when she's like going through a hard time. And then you think to yourself, like what Hannah said, that like, all you really do want is for people to find peace and to be happy and have that family dynamic. So there's this part of you that's like, well, that's good.
I do think I don't really know that it's like weirder that she was her professor, but okay. I do kind of feel like this would have happened regardless of if her mom passed away.
Really?
Or not. I honestly do, because she just has never been close to her family. They don't have the same interests. She's very like outdoorsy, loves to do all that stuff. And so is her like quote unquote new family. So they're always doing things together. And I think that honestly, this just would have happened regardless.
It's interesting to call someone like your new family.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also know this friend of AB's and I think it would have happened regardless because she has such like a loving nature about her. Like I met her one time and I consider her my friend too, so I feel like no wonder she would find and connect to a family so well.
They got money?
I don't know.
Did they want another kid?
Because you can camp. We know that now.
Yeah, I can camp. I like outdoor stuff. If they want to pick up somebody else.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.